Mums are really busy, aren't they? And I bet a lot of you mums here often feel like you are just working, 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 right? You hang up the washing only to find out that the washing basket is already full again. You cook the dinner and it gets thrown all over the floor. You ferry your children around to so many clubs that your car feels like a second home. Well, we're about to look at a true story from the Bible where we meet a woman who's really, really busy. She's working so hard trying to look after her family and her friends that she feels like there's just so much to do.
So, listen in, because we think that everyone here, whether you're a mum or not, will be able to relate a bit to this. And we're going to see that there is hope on offer, even for the mum who feels totally run off her feet. So we're going to have our reading now from the Bible. It's page 1042 in the church Bibles, but also to help you today, we've got it on the screen. So I'm going to read it for us. And this reading is from Luke's Gospel, and we're following the story of Jesus as he makes his way up to Jerusalem for that first Easter. Okay. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
We are going to act out this story now, okay? So first of all, what do we need? We need Jesus. Here he is. Over he comes, Jesus. And it is on a long journey. He's on his way to Jerusalem with some of his followers. So we're going to need some followers for Jesus. Who here would like to be one of Jesus' disciples? Who wants to come and do some acting for me? Jack, you'll definitely do some good acting. Jordan, come and be a disciple. Who else wants to come and be a disciple? Toby, do you want to be a disciple? Wow, I think we've got some Searle disciples at the back. You keen? Come on, Daisy, up you come. Okay, so Jesus and his disciples are on a journey. They're on the way to Jerusalem, and on the way, they stop at lots of different towns and villages. One day, they stopped at a village where two sisters lived called Mary and Martha. Here they are.
Hello, Jesus. My name's Martha, and this is my sister Mary. Please, come and stay with us. Here, sit down. Make yourself at home. Mary and I will get everything you need.
So Jesus sat down, and his disciples gathered all around him. They sat down too. And Jesus started teaching. He told them amazing things about God, about who God is, and how they can live for him. Mary sat down too. Mary sat down at Jesus' feet, listening to every word, while Martha hurried off to the kitchen.
"Where is Mary? She should be helping me. I've got so much to do for our important guest."
Martha chopped the onions, peeled the potatoes, and diced the garlic.
"Where is my sister? I'll go and get her." "Mary, Mary, come and help me."
"But I'm listening to Jesus."
Martha went back to the kitchen. She carried on. She ground the wheat into flour. She mixed it with some oil for bread. She lit the fire. She brought out some snacks for the guests.
"Mary, seriously, I need your help. There's so much to do."
"But I'm listening to Jesus."
Martha went back to the kitchen. She kneaded the bread, washed the dishes, slaughtered the fattened calf, and put it into the slow cooker. Can you imagine how she felt being left to do all this by herself?
I can't believe she's not helping me. I've got so much to do. I still have to lay the table, pick some fresh flowers, bake the bread, and prepare a pavlova for pudding. That's it. Lord, don't you care that my sister isn't helping me? Tell her to help me.
Oh, Martha, Martha, you are worried about so many things, but only one thing is important. Mary has chosen what is better, and it won't be taken away from her.
Thank you so much to all of our actors. Should we give them a big round of applause?
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Well, I wonder what you thought of that. That is not the ending that I would have expected. Martha was doing so much for Jesus. She was giving her everything. But what did Jesus say? Mary has chosen better. Mary, who was doing nothing except sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to his teaching, she had chosen better.
But all of this is a bit of a surprise, isn't it? It's a surprise that Jesus doesn't tell Mary off. It's a surprise he doesn't tell her to help Martha in the kitchen. Surely Jesus thinks that helping your sister and serving others is a good thing to do. Well, of course he does. Of course he thinks that. So we need to ask ourselves why. Why does Jesus say Mary has done the better thing and he's not going to take it away from her?
So let's just think for a moment a little bit more deeply what Jesus is saying. He's saying, I think, that listening to him is more important than anything else we could be doing, including good things. Just think about that. He's saying listening to him is the most important thing we can do each week. More important than going to school and doing your homework, even. When you listen to a Bible story at home, or whether you come and do it at church and learn about him, he's saying that is the most important thing we can do. Now, isn't that a shocking thing to say? Isn't that a shocking thing to say? Just, okay, let's just try and think how shocking it is. Imagine I said to Polly, Polly.
Hey, Nick.
It's more important today that you listen to me than anything else you do.
But I was going to help an old lady cross the road.
No, listening to me is more important than that.
But Nick, I need to go to school.
No, listening to me is more important.
But later I need to close a multi-million pound business deal.
No, listening to me is more important.
Yeah, right.
So do you see how shocking, how arrogant it is for one person to say that? Listening to me is more important than anything else. Now, only a person who was mad or a person who was bad would say that kind of thing to another person.
But we know, don't we, that Jesus isn't mad and he isn't bad. So how do we explain it? Well, it must be that Jesus is actually God, like he says he is. Only God can say that listening to him is more important than anything else in the whole entire world. Because God is our maker, because he knows us, and because he knows what's best for us.
But it's even better than that. God isn't just our maker. He loves us and wants to save us and give us eternal life. And that is something that only Jesus can give us. So only one thing is needed. We can't earn it by working hard or busying ourselves with good and important things. The only way to eternal life is through Jesus, through listening to him. Like Mary, sitting at his feet, listening to what he says.
And that's what Jesus' teaching is all about. Listen to some famous words that Jesus said. They're going to be on the screen for us. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He's speaking about eternal life, but he's also speaking about life now, rest in life now. Jesus says that listening to him will bring rest. Sure, there are still lots of things to do, but for the Christian, they can hand them over to a good and loving Lord. This is really good news for Martha, and this is really good news for busy mums like lots of you.
And it's amazing news for every single one of us, because this is something that we can all do. Whether you are young or whether you are old, whether you are busy or whether you are bored, even those who are stuck at home for lots of the week, all of us can listen to Jesus. And that is the best thing. Well, Jesus says that sitting at his feet and listening to what he says is the most important thing we can do. But how do we listen to him today? Well, we had a talk last week, our Lent talk, about how God speaks to us in the Bible. That it's not just an old book, but it's the living word of God. So an amazing way we can sit at Jesus' feet today and listen to what he says is by reading the Bible. You can do that here at church. You can do it at home. You can do it by yourself or with your family or with your friends or in one of our church's small groups, growth groups. All you need to do is pray and ask him to speak by his Holy Spirit as you do that. And then try and be like Mary. Give your full attention to him.
But that's so hard, isn't it? Doesn't it just take time? And so often we feel like Martha, there are so many good and important things to be doing. We just don't have the time and energy to give to Jesus.
And for a lot of you mums, you're so busy caring for your family that there's just no time to stop and sit down with God's word and pray.
Or for lots of you, and I know this is often the case for me, you do make time to come to church or Ignite or growth group or whatever it is because you know it's important. But really, when you're here, your brain is so full of all the busyness that you've got going on, of the exams and your job and meeting and sports and all those things, that really, you're not actually sitting at Jesus' feet and listening.
Or maybe you wouldn't call yourself a Christian, but you're interested. There's something about Jesus that you can't put your finger on, and if you had time, you'd love to investigate who he is. But for now, it just seems like there's no way you could fit him in.
It can feel like your life is ajar, right? And you've only got limited time to put all the things that you want to do into it. So imagine this, what is it, rice. This rice is all the little things you have to do. You have to eat, you have to sleep, you need to wash, you need to clean the house, feed the kids, fill up the car, do your homework, do some exercise. And that's just the little things. And do you see, your jar is almost full. And then on top of that, there's all the important stuff you need to do. You have to spend time with your friends, spend time with your family, go to work, go to school. You need to look after those friends who are having a hard time. You need to care for your elderly relatives. And just like that, do you see? The jar is basically full already. It feels like there's no space for anything else. So by the time we get to Jesus, reading the Bible and giving time to him, we can't fit him in. And if we did, everything would spill out and there would be a big mess.
But Jesus is saying, sitting at his feet and listening to what he says is the one thing that matters. It's the only thing in the jar that is definitely going to last forever, for eternity. And he also says, as we saw in that reading, that coming to him isn't meant to be overwhelming. It's not meant to push you over the edge, but rather bring rest, true peace. So Jesus is saying we need to put him first. So here I've got another jar, and here's Jesus. It's a Bible, Jesus. We need to put him in first.
We need to make listening to Jesus the priority, and that will help us put all the other important things in the right place. So he'll give us energy for the things that matter, like our family. He'll help us to trust him with the important things like our future. And he might even show us that some things we thought were important actually aren't so important.
And if we make listening to Jesus the priority, actually, we can trust him that everything else will fit in around him. So let's have a go, shall we? Put everything else in.
Ooh.
What do you reckon?
Look at that.
It works. It works.
Room to spare.
Jesus says, you can't just add him at the end. It's not going to work. He needs to be number one. Now, that is a really scary thing to do. Perhaps it sounds impossible to you. It's radical. It means giving things up and handing control over to him. But we believe that Jesus is trustworthy, that he is working for our good, and that if he says this is the best choice, then he knows better than us, because he made us, and we can trust him.